to you from the JW Marriott in downtown Indianapolis is What's on Joe Mind. Coverage of the 2013 International G.I. Joe Collectors Convention. And now, your hosts, Mike, Justin, and Gary.
And welcome to special edition number, what, we got 29? Yeah, 29 of What's on Joe Mind. I don't count. I don't count. Not anymore.
Special edition number, the amount of beers you've had tonight.
Yes. Of What's on Joe Mind, we are a podcast about the world of G.I. Joe. And this is JoeCon Day 1.
It's kind of JoeCon Day 0.
Well, it's the elitist day.
It's pre-con.
It's elite day. Elite day. L-E-E-T.
Mike, you're not allowed, sorry.
No, you know.
Golden ticket members only.
This is package pickup day for golden tickets.
Is this where I scratch my crotch with the microphone?
Well, you can, if you want to. That's why there's a foam thing on the microphone.
Texture.
So, yeah, we have our sets. We'll have Justin go through the 3 3/4 set and the attendee bonus item. Cool. Up here so they can see it.
Now, why don't you bring some of that stuff over here, because I haven't seen it yet.
Show prep. There you go.
Say, Mike's educated opinion is, I haven't seen the shit yet.
Yeah, my educated opinion is I don't have money for golden tickets, so.
But let's introduce everyone else while I'm here. Hey, I'm Gary. Joining me as always, Justin. Justin.
Hey.
You have a real mic as always. Thank you for not deep-throating it.
It's tempting.
Mike. Mike,
I'm not deep-throating the mic.
No, but you do have a beer.
Absolutely.
Cheers.
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 Justin's a prude.
I'm too good for that damn Miller Lite garbage.
That may actually be true, but yeah. Still.
Okay. So, let's, we have a studio audience. We have, say hello, studio audience.
Hello, studio audience.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into the meat and potatoes of the reason why we are recording tonight. We 3 3/4 set for the golden ticket pickup.
So we are slaves to the machine is why we're recording.
That's right.
Slaves. Justin.
Yes.
Talk to us about the 3 3/4. Oh, come on now. Studio audience, please.
You can't
please.
Even say studio audience.
I can't.
Good Lord, dude. I hope you all appreciate what we're dealing with here.
Studio audience, please behave. Justin, please talk about the 3 3/4 set that we have going on here right now.
All right, yeah, it's the G.I. Joe Nocturnal Fire 3 3/4 inch Night Force versus Cobra set, and I've had a chance to look at some of the figures a little bit, and first thing that comes to mind is holy crap, that's really pink.
That's true. That is very fuchsia right there.
Yeah, the Saw Viper, the 3 Saw Vipers immediately caught my eye because they are extremely pink. I like it. Everybody knows I love bright colors. A lot of people don't.
Yes, but, yes, we do.
I think it works for the figure. It's very cool. I like the City Strike Destro build a lot. Very big, very bulky. I like the mask. And the colors in real life are definitely different than what you saw on the computer screen. Some might say for the better. Some might say for the worse. I think they're very appealing, personally. Yeah, he's cool. Very cool. The Frag Vipers are using Ultimate Snake Eyes parts from the neck down all the way. He's a little skinny like people were afraid of, but I think it still works for him. He's got the wrist-mounted or forearm-mounted crossbow like the Ultimate Snake Eyes is going to have, which is a nice touch. So he comes with his little highlight grenade launcher. Mm-hmm. Now when he runs out of grenades, he's got a little mounted crossbow you can shoot people with, too. I don't think he... Does he even come with a gun? I haven't even looked at the
We have to look at stuff.
I don't have to look at the stuff?
No, we haven't looked at the stuff yet. Right. We'll have to look.
We're giving our educated opinion based on not looking at the stuff yet. That's right. Only get this from What's on Joe Mind, folks.
The figures are actually in padded envelopes. We're just holding them up to Justin's forehead, and he's...
I'm using my mental powers.
The great Kreskin.
I was thinking more Johnny Carson.
General. That theme will actually run pretty long this weekend, but it's General Kreskin going on. Please continue.
Okay, I'm not even going to say this guy's name because Mike says it much sexier than I do. Letal.
Say Letal.
Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah.
Serge. Lemon twist.
He's basically the same as the Frag Viper, only in extremely bright green, which is
mm-hmm.
awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Got the blue sash, same mm-hmm. weapons, same awesome forearm mounted crossbow.
His job is to go out and heave grenades. I don't think subtlety is really important. That's
a good point.
Yeah.
Very good point by Mike. This is coming from somebody who doesn't even have the set yet. Then we have Crimson Asp. Who? That's Asp. A-S-P.
Asp.
Yeah, she... I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around Crimson Asp a little bit. Very cool figure, using a lot of the Resolute Baroness parts, new head sculpt.
It's not very often Justice sees that foreign ass. Asp, I mean.
What?
He can't handle the obvious tribute to the Coil Club.
Okay.
As the future of convention and conventioneering.
Justin, please continue.
All right. Well, there's a lot of existing characters that people would hope they would use, and they kind of went in a different direction, which I'm cool with, but some people might be kind of wondering why we've got a character called Crimson Asp when there's a bunch of other potential foreign characters they could use. I think she's fine. She's probably not my favorite. She color matches with Letal pretty nicely, which is a nice touch.
Letal.
The Cobra Mortal is... he's Mailbag. Been changed up a little bit. He's got the, I think it's the Pursuit of Cobra Snake Eyes head instead of the classic Snake Eyes head. No, it is still not chromed, but it is extra sparkly and shiny.
Surprise!
So did that pretty nicely.
Yep.
The rest of the figure's the same. He's got the slacks that everybody's been complaining about, but the figure's pretty neat.
Slacks.
Slacks. Just what you want in your Brazilian mercenaries. I got to have a nice pair of slacks. The Night Force figures are, to me, they're kind of the shining stars of the set. I really like the way they've done these Night Force figures. I hope we get to see some regular versions as well eventually. Psych Out is really, really great.
That is pretty sweet, right?
Yeah, he's got an awesome head sculpt, brand new head sculpt. Arms are a little bit short, but I think
that's... I'm all right with that.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. It's pretty. Yep. It's typical for that tooling. He's got the Pursuit of Cobra Duke body and arms, I believe, straight from the neck down. The creative paint job. He's got the little logo on his upper left-hand chest. Very, very awesome-looking figure. I'm looking forward to seeing an actual 87 version of that. Muskrat is amazing. Brand-new head sculpt. There was some question at one point whether it was a reused Pursuit of Cobra Duke head
awfully
sculpt
teal.
Or brand-new.
Awfully teal.
Yeah, he does. He's going a little teal route on us, but the figure is very good. A lot of Pursuit of Cobra Duke parts. And brand new head sculpt, you can't beat that. It's a very neat looking figure. Spearhead is pretty much what we've seen. He does look a little bit bulky with his vest on, plus the machine gun belt over it. He's got, what head sculpt is that, Gary? Do you know? It's definitely a reused head sculpt. I can't remember right off the top. Dusty?
Dusty?
Yeah,
Dusty.
Super Dusty. Thank you.
Thank you, studio audience.
Yeah, well done.
Nice hat.
Oh man!
Nice beanie.
Beanie. I think it's cool. It's
good.
Glows in the dark. You know, we could see him coming when he's walking down the street. Hit and Run is
meh.
Oh, Mike, you're an asshole. Surprise, surprise, I actually like Hit and Run a little bit more now than when I first saw him in
pictures. Oh, my God. Pictures. I'm falling out the window right now. Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, he's still not the concept case version. I do really like his new head sculpt. He looks all pissed off. I mean, his parents were killed by drunk drivers, so I guess he should be pretty pissed off. He's got his dark green parachute pack.
So dark.
Yeah, hey, I didn't write the file card. That was Larry Hama.
Well, you can take it up with him tomorrow.
I will. You damn right I will. I'm going to take it right to him. Look, Hama.
Take it right to him. Look, Larry.
We got to talk.
I got some things to tell you about.
I got to talk to you about Hit and Run. He's going to go, who? What?
Who? What? Talking about? Fanboy?
Hit and what?
Go on.
Repeater is probably my favorite figure of the set. I think they did a really nice job on him. He's pretty much all Retaliation Roadblock. The first version, the Wave 2 version, and there was some question whether or not it was the Ultimate version coming out later this year. It is definitely the Wave 2 version. He doesn't have those crazy holsters on his legs. He's just kind of got the vacant slots that are there to hold those holsters on, but I think it's still fine. It doesn't stand out too much.
It's a good figure.
The new head sculpt is fantastic. I love that they got the little Ranger logo on there as an ode to that, I think it's issue number 82 or something,
from
the old Marvel series that has him with that Ranger logo on his hat. Very cool touch there. He's a figure that I really hope we see a regular version of at some point down the road. And the last Night Force figure is Charboil, who's using the head sculpt from the Rise of Cobra Aqua Viper Officer, as well as the dice from the figure subscription service. I like the G.I. Joe, the Retaliation G.I. Joe Trooper parts a lot, so those look very nice with him. He's got a little bit of a metallic sheen to his vest, as I think we all figured, but I think it works nicely. It kind of meshes pretty well with Spearhead's accents that he's got, and Muskrat's too. It's a really nice looking figure, nice head sculpt. The helmet is a little bit dull in the detail, a little bit soft, but beyond that, the figure looks really nice. I think Repeater is far and away the shining star of the entire set, I think. The Saw Viper is very cool too, but I know the bright pink is going to turn off some folks. But the set is, by and large, you know, we all sit. The club says it too, and we all say it is. You know, once you get in hand,
I am opening up a package right now.
It's a lot different than what you might see on a computer monitor, and I've got to agree, the set is really agreeing with me a lot more now than it was when we started seeing it in picture form. So I'm really liking it a lot.
There's Max.
Oh yeah, and we got Max here too. We got Max, the rabid bobcat, who's only got he's got spots on both sides.
Yep.
He's kind of brown in color. He's got actual white teeth, which is cool. His pupils are painted and some little spots. Very cool bobcat. Totally new tooling by the looks of it, which is a very cool cool aspect. He's not spray painted black like he was back in the old days. Poor Max. The figures are really awesome. I like the Cobra guys a lot. They kind of killed a couple birds with one stone with the Frag Vipers and the Saw Vipers. I am hoping that we see a regular version of Repeater and Hit and Run, especially on Muskrat, but the Night Force versions look really awesome. You set these figures all up together, there's a very nice cohesiveness to them, certain color aspects that really match with other color aspects, and it kind of gives you a nice unifying look. Even the Cobras, who are from pink to bright green to blue to brown, you know, they're all over the place, but the Night Force figures all really look like a good team. So overall,
how about the box?
The box is nice.
It's box nice. Is nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's nothing extremely special.
Typical guy.
Yeah.
Four sides, a top, a bottom, foam insert.
It holds my toys.
The height of luxury.
Exactly.
Rich Corinthian leather.
Rich Corinthian.
Oh. It looks Corinthian.
But yeah, it's good presentation. Am I talking about the freebie too, or somebody else?
We got a freebie. Go ahead.
Go for it.
All right. The freebie is a repaint of the Rise of Cobra Tiger Claw ATV, which was...
No, really.
Yeah.
it's like, we got it. We're like, okay.
Yeah. It's kind of the Cobra Ferret is the base, but it's got the new kind of front platform and rear platform that the Tiger Paw had. Tiger Claw, sorry.
Tiger that's Paw?
The, yeah. And that's the one that came with... Leatherneck back in the end of the Rise of Cobra.
All those Ross shoppers.
Yes, exactly. Ross went crazy with those.
Ross things, screwed
so.
Us.
You know, it's free, so you can't complain too much. It's not all that exciting, but
it's but neat it's for a freebie.
Yeah, it's cool for a freebie.
And it's not the first time we've seen the ferret. So.
That's true. What was it? 2000, which it was the one with the Renegades. 2000.
I know it's 2006. Yeah, 2006.
2006. Yeah. Which had the two
with the Steel Brigade,
Coil, and Major Bloods, whatever the hell they were. I don't even remember.
Mercenaries.
Yeah, it's Mercenaries. Cobra
Mercenaries. Yep, with the Steel Brigade.
Yep. So that's pretty much the rundown of the 3 3/4 inch set. As everybody probably figures, I like it a lot. The club does some great product, and I think they really hit a home run with this set a lot.
Later.
Mike gets to use his sexy Mexican voice, so that's even better.
Las cucarachas entran, pero no pueden salir. Do you want to talk about the 12-inch set in Spanish?
No. That's about as much Spanish as I'm going to muster there.
No, the 12-inch set is actually pretty cool. We're not going to spend a lot of time talking about the 12-inch set because, frankly, I don't know enough about the 12-inch set really to talk a lot about. The presentation is awesome. Each 12-inch figure that's presented in the set is basically enclosed in a clear case in its own clear container type thing.
Yes, it's going to hold it securely in its little cube. Yeah. It's not going to wiggle around in there.
Yeah. So you have the Joe that's very much looking like a James Bond, and you have the villain that's very much looking like a Bond villain. In the middle, you have all of the extra accessories. You have a wetsuit, a parachute, or like a parachute-type wetsuit-type thing. The bio suit, the guns, and we were part of the first 24 hours, so we got the little leather jacket that came with it as well. And on top
of
that...
So the 12-inch guys get a leather jacket for being in the first 24 hours?
Correct. They got a fucking
tin?
Correct. Instead right. of a pin. Are you sorry. Saying that 12-inch collectors should be pissed?
Yeah. No, I'm saying we should be pissed.
Oh, okay.
We
got a nice leather jacket. We got a fucking pin. So that's what it is. The attendee exclusive for the 12-inch item is a holster that holds 245s. There you go.
Nice.
Nice. And that obviously probably would go on the Bond character. Bond, yes.
I would assume so. He looks a little sleepy.
Yeah.
If I have to say one thing that's maybe not so hot, he looks a little tired in his box.
Looks like Dave Tree did at dinner tonight.
And there wow.
Well, James Bond, he's British too. Maybe they all look like that. Any be. British listeners? Are you all kind of sleepy over there? I don't know.
And is the adventure
good that,
team...
Good that Justin can start that international incident. Yeah, I've already been aligned against Canada, so...
It's the adventure team G.I. Joe Secret Mission to Dragon Island. That's a little comic. That comes with great. So, great looking set, really. It's a shame that not a lot of people got it, but I'm...
Hey, they sold out.
Hey, Bond or Joe in a tuxedo? Count me in, man.
How many of those did they produce? Like 14?
170 right. or so. 14, 15. Nice one, Justin.
I already pissed off Britain. Might as well piss off the 12-inch.
All right. So that's a 12-inch set. And unfortunately, that's what we're saying. We can't talk much more about it. I mean, it's really what's going on.
It's just,
so
it's going to be more fun to watch Ace Allgood pummel up Justin the next time.
We have our parachute figures ready for Ace. Let's talk about the official convention souvenirs.
Absolutely.
And this is from the comic.
Yes.
That comes with the program. Among many things...
Go ahead.
Among many things in the comic, there is a page 34, talking about seminars and panels.
Obviously.
Yeah. And
Gary's just going to read it for the next 20 minutes.
What's on Joe Mind Live?
Don't miss it.
Don't miss a thing.
I'll be in the audience for that one. When's that now? I don't want to miss it.
I think it's on against Kirk and Larry, so we're probably going to miss that one.
I'll see you guys next year.
But on page 32, are there any other official convention souvenirs?
Gary,
Justin,
sure.
All right,
if you want.
Well, no, it's all right.
The words are swimming on him a little bit. He's several Miller Lights into the broadcast. Yeah,
I'm saving him from himself. All right. So the question is: are there any other convention souvenirs? And the answer is yes. We have.
Now wait a minute. There's a bit of a swerve here. Okay. Are they all 3 3/4?
No, sir. They are not.
Ah, swerve.
They have a Night Force Specialist 2-pack.
Way to set that up, McMahon.
And we're figuring the Night Force Specialists are going to be 3 3/4-inch figures. No idea who's in them yet, although...
Or price.
Although I will say Chuckles was used throughout this comic pretty heavily, so that's certainly a possibility.
Okay.
He had his Hawaiian shirt on. In one drawing, he looked kind of like... does anybody remember that canceled 25th anniversary Silver Mirage?
I'm glad. I'm glad I didn't buy him early.
So I'm wondering if it might be an homage to him. Although another piece of art in here looked like he had the Resolute Beachhead web gear on. Mm. So maybe that's another piece of the puzzle. I don't know.
Beachhead.
You look at me like that's supposed to mean something.
Are you happy?
Yeah, it's the web gear.
Okay, right on.
The actual figure.
I'm thrilled.
Okay.
Calm down, Miller.
It's a lead-in maybe to the real thing. Let's see.
Maybe.
No, only one person on this show gets con figures they want, not everybody.
Oh, damn. Did you hear that?
It's usually me because I don't go every year.
So anyway, Chuckles is used throughout. The Night Force Flak with Steeler. Limited edition 800. No idea about that one. I haven't.
That is the second Steeler produced by the club.
Exactly.
Mm.
I breezed through the comic a little bit.
Hopefully the flak made the trip from China.
unlike the Mahler?
Sorry, Dave.
Oh.
You going to apologize again?
You're the one who said it. You apologize.
Sorry, Dave.
It's weird. I do see a shot of Steeler on the cover. I don't recall seeing him inside the comic. Maybe he was. I just kind of missed him because I only breezed through. But he is on the cover. You can see his helmet and visor. So he obviously comes with that gear. But I'm not sure what else he might come with or what kind of tooling they might use for him. I'll have to look through the comic more heavily. So that's the flak with Steeler. And, of course, I...
Interesting pick for a guy to sit in a stationary cannon.
Mm.
Yeah, that's very true.
To quote Mike.
Okay, beyond that, we've got Carded Lady J.
Ooh.
A limited edition of 1,000, which is, I think, taken everybody kind of by surprise.
Yes, very much so.
I will say there's been some photos leaked out there tonight from some vendors who have gotten their hands on them early. I don't know if the ones they have are different than the standard Carded Lady J's, but I think they're probably the same. From all appearances, it's pretty similar to the one we saw in the concept case last year. A mixture of 25th anniversary parts and 30th anniversary parts with nice vintage card art, and that's all right. You know, everybody's now got it, so Mary McDonald Lewis can sign it this year.
All right.
Not really Night Force, but it's interesting because she's also on the comic book cover in a Night Force deco. She's got, like, her normal uniform, but it's all in grays and browns and stuff, so... Maybe she's also the other part of the Night Force Specialist 2-pack. I mean, I don't know. It's going to be up in the air until tomorrow when people start getting their sets. There is also a Night Boomer.
Oh, dun, 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 dun.
Edition 1000. Everybody who's familiar with the vintage line knows the Night Boomer is the Sky Striker, Night Force Sky Striker repaint.
All right, let's go around the room.
Yes.
How much we think it's going to be?
$150.
Mike?
I would not be surprised by a tag of $200.
All right. Oh. Studio audience. Let's ask the studio.
Do we have Price is Right music?
I can put some Price is Right music.
Guess the number without going over.
Studio audience.
Debbie's going to be like, $1.
Debbie wishes.
but that might get her on the Showcase Showdown.
Yeah.
It's two different things.
Strudel? Strudel's the studio. Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
$125.
He's under some duress from Mrs. Strudel.
Wishful thinking right there.
He's trying to keep this down. You know, he's trying. Good effort, though.
$150, I think, really.
You're not supposed to tell her how much these things are.
Surprise!
Yeah.
I think it's $150.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not budging from that.
I will say that that freestyle, that female pilot that we kind of saw some illicit early concept art on,
yeah,
is featured throughout the comic piloting the Night Boomer as well, so maybe she comes with the Night Boomer, I don't know.
Maybe.
It doesn't specify that in this list, but she might. Along with this stuff, we have a Creo G.I. Joe Night Force six-figure set.
Ooh!
Which is pretty cool.
Yes!
Gotta wonder if they're going to mirror the same Night Force figures that are in the actual box set and just give them to us in Creo form, which is pretty awesome. I'm impressed with that. But not as impressed as I am with the Creo parachute figure, who is actually going to be a hit and run.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, man. I got a hit and run shirt. I got a hit and run 3¾-inch figure. I got a hit and run Creo figure. I'm doing good this year. So,
what do you think?
He's doing so good. He might get drunk and try to hit his own parents.
Oh wow!
Whoa!
Oh man!
Ouch.
Come on, that doesn't make any sense at all.
Damn.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Damn.
That doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, hit and run, continue.
They also have an Adventure Team and a Night Force t-shirt, along with a convention hat and Night Force beanie, as Strudel is so nicely
Strudel is currently modeling for us. Everyone, look.
That's beautiful.
Sight gags on a radio show.
Now, we just want the hat. Put the pants back on, Strudel. Come on.
He wore it all the way through dinner. He was that guy. He was that guy.
James isn't here.
No, he's
put your pants back on.
Rhymes with mooshbag.
Okay, the club also brought...
Listen to this.
The club also brought 500 of the club-exclusive Iceberg carded figures.
Ooh!
As well as loose editions. So Iceberg will be in the building this weekend.
Nice. That's cool. Very nice.
And I think that's about it.
Yeah?
But I realized I did a little faux pas because I mentioned the Nightforce six-figure set, and I wondered if it would be the same six figures that is in the convention set. But then a separate line item was the hit and run. So either they're going to have the six Nightforce figures and then a regular hit and run, or maybe six different Creo figures. I don't know.
Nobody cares about you, Justin. So
I care about me.
It's hit and run, man.
All right. So there we go. That is the 50-figure set.
It is.
The 12-inch set.
Yes.
The attendee exclusives. And the comic. And what we're looking at tomorrow. Any other final thoughts before we wrap this up? Mike, you've been very silent.
Come on now. Haven't I said enough? Well, I mean, you know, I've been pretty forthcoming for a guy who hasn't even been allowed to look at the set yet. So,
but stop looking.
But no, I hope we've set a record tonight that this is the most inebriated we ever have a host on a live program.
Not just me.
Some of us can just hold our alcohol a little bit better.
I was about to say, we're looking at beer number two, so I'm okay.
I've had about six or seven, but I've had a little bit of dry time, so.
Yeah, you know.
Whatever.
Justin knows to mix in some onion rings.
I knew we were recording tonight, so I toned it down and made sure I was in
once again,
radio form.
Whatever. Oh, wait a minute. We have a tweet from Chuck.
Oh, God. Are we recording tonight, guys?
They give me shit about drinking Bud Light, but it is Miller. But is Miller Light any better?
How does he know? Does he have cameras in here or something?
Frankly, it is better because I'm here and you're not. Thank you, Strudel.
Now,
and thank you, Chuck.
What do you guys think about the Night Force 2-pack? You guys want to put some? You want to call your shots, see what you think might be in that Night Force 2-pack?
I think it's going to be a Chuckles and forgive me, Mary, but and a loose Lady J.
Oh,
but
that was Mike. That was not me.
Wow. Again, if those are the characters that are featured in the comic, then
I will say flipping here to page. I don't know what freaking page this is. We got a Night Force crazy
Lady J.
We got a crazy leg sighting too, so
okay.
Chuckles crazy legs. That's going to be my official guess.
All right, I'll go with that. What the hell?
You're not going to mix it up. You're not going to throw a beachhead in there or something.
Oh no,
get me excited.
Night Force snow job.
Night Force snow job. Dark job.
Snow job. Dark job.
Oh. All right, so that's it. Really, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about tonight. So let's wrap this up. Final thoughts, Mike. You've had very few, but go ahead.
I'm excited. I'm happy that there's not a whole lot to do in the morning tomorrow, so I can get one night of sleep.
Mm.
Excited to go stand in line for a couple hours and get my set going.
Mm.
Happy to see everybody after 9 months or so.
Yeah.
For Gary, who I see too much.
Damn it.
But it's good to be here. It's always good to be back at JoeCon.
Justin.
Yeah, having a good day so far. You know, just hitting the bar and looking at G.I. Joe stuff, and I'm really liking the set. I'm liking the comic. I think it's going to be a very cool weekend. I'm really looking forward to it. It's good to see you guys again, even though I just saw Gary in February. And
jerk.
Yesterday.
Yeah. Many thanks to the Ram Brewery in downtown Indianapolis for taking care of us tonight.
Holy shit, yeah. I think
we exploded from a party of five or six to 30 or so at the
easily
the unofficial Coil get-together. And
yep.
They took care of us no problems.
Yes, they did.
Final thoughts from me. Good day to track.
Nobody asked you.
Yeah, I'm asking myself.
Yeah, he's got a microphone.
I have a microphone.
And a serious buzz.
And I'm recording. Good day to track. Good day. Got to see the Dallara factory. Got to ride in a race car.
Lanny got a picture of your ass.
Oh, my God.
Kissing the bricks. Yes. Good day. Good day overall. Got our stuff.
Big in Cleveland.
Big in Cleveland.
Big in Cleveland.
I'm about to be. No. Hot in Cleveland.
Well, I mean... Anyway, I'll stop there.
Okay, yeah. You don't have a Valerie Bertinelli joke.
I mean, I probably do. I just I know the Star Joe's guys are here. I don't want to hurt them.
Yeah, don't know. Good day overall. Glad we got our stuff. Glad we can pass along what's going on. And we will probably hit you guys up in about 2 days. Probably Friday. We'll hit you guys up next with the updates on everything. But that's what we are looking at here in Indianapolis, which is not much of a trip at all for me.
Actually, don't say.
The commute was a killer.
We're at the con, and he's still using lube.
The commute was horrible. I never want to have another con in Indianapolis ever again.
We feel for you. My heart bleeds for you.
I bet it does. So that's it. Special edition number 29. What's on your mind? Back at the World G.I. Joe. Hit us up on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Why are you cringing?
I'm not cringing. My eyes are dropping.
Right, whatever. And that's it. We'll check you on the next episode. Probably a special edition. Good night.
Night.
Night all. Sober up.